Now imagine you're picking up a baby. Which side would you cradle it, on the left or the right? Research has long established that most women and men who have experience caring for babies cradle them on the left. And before you say, oh, that's because most people are right-handed and they want to keep their right hand free for doing things, it turns out that left-handed people are also more likely to cradle babies on the left, so it makes no difference whether you're left or right-handed. But new research just published in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry has found that stressed mothers are more likely to hold them the other way. Dr. Nadia Riceland, a psychologist at Durham University in the UK, told me how she did the research.
We asked the mother to just take the baby and cuddle the baby. I mean, the mother could have taken either side, you know. And the mothers picked up the babies mostly to the left and then held the baby to the left.
And then you looked at how well they seem to be getting on, how stressed they seem to be.
Yeah, then and that is the only study I know of, you know, which actually looked at the difference between mothers who are stressed and mothers who are depressed, and mothers who are both stressed and depressed, and mothers who are neither stressed nor depressed.
And what did you find with the depressed mothers
and
in this study?
And now with my study then, which I then conducted, okay, I actually found that the mothers who were depressed were cradling more to the left. The mothers who were stressed were cradling more to the right, and more means in relation to my normal group of mothers cradling. Because I kind of established, first of all, what was the relationship between right and left cradling in the mothers who were neither stressed nor depressed in my group.
So if the people who are feeling stressed are cradling their baby on the other side from the side that most people do it,
yeah.
Does this suggest that, you know, could this be representative of them finding it sort of difficult to communicate with their babies at all?
Oh, that would be a really nice, I mean, that's such a nice thing, because I haven't heard that from anybody asking me this question. It's difficult to say that, you know, but a mother who is depressed, you know, will be actually communicating less with her baby, less able to be communicate with her baby, you know. And mothers who are stressed have been found to have problems with their babies as well, and the babies have later cognitive developmental problems. So it could actually be that the mothers who are stressed and cradle on the right will be less able to communicate emotionally with their baby.
And could it happen the other way around? Could it be that there must be some reason why lots of people want to hold them on the left, and maybe this calms the baby down? So maybe by holding them on the wrong side, if you like, mm-hmm. they're then the baby's then feeling stressed, and then the mother's feeling stressed too.
The mother, what I found in my other study, I didn't look there at stress and depression, but I looked at which side would the mothers hold the baby on and how would she speak to the baby. And I found when they were cradling to the right and speaking to the baby, they would speak with a higher pitch of voice. So, and I interpreted that at the time that this actually meant that the mothers were more externalizing, you know, they were more interesting the baby in the outside world, you know, trying to engage the baby more, you see. Whereas when they're holding the baby on the left, they try to soothe and calm the baby and not engage the outside world. So in a way, by having the baby on the right, if you have got, not too much stress, of course, actually means a positive thing, you know, because you engage the baby.
So it's not necessarily that you want to teach everyone to hold them on the left. It's not that there's
no.
a kind of right and wrong?
No, there's no right and wrong at all. I felt that this kind of way of actually finding that mothers cradled more to the right would be an indicator for health visitors, for example, when they come into the home and they find that everything is a bit of a chaos. It might be that this mother is stressed, you know, and then she observes the mother also cradles her child on the right, then she can actually probe more into the mother's life and perhaps find out whether the mother is stressed, because then she wants to relieve that if the mother is too stressed, you know.
So it could be used as some kind of subtle indicator to them.
Yeah.
And you don't want people to then sort of be judged on this, do
no,
you?
No. There's no judgment at all involved, because it's right to, I mean, you can cradle on either side. It's really just an indicator which you might use in order to find out how this mother feels, who perhaps doesn't want to communicate that to you.
Dr. Nadia Riceland from Durham University. That's all for this week's Health Check from the BBC, but I'll be back at the same time next week